Jerry, a question that I guess I've always had about your music is just that, like, particularly in second sets when y'all whip off about 5, 6 in a row and they just run into each other and it looks just so natural. Is that something that, like, in a break you talk to Bobby about and say, we'll do this and this and this, or does the music just kind of go wherever it goes?
Well, we talk about it usually, but some, well, it depends. We were just talking about this, the very thing, and sometimes sometimes somebody has a good idea right on the spot on stage, and then it's a matter of just being able to signal it or communicate it to everybody else that there's going to be a change there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's part of that mechanism. The other part will be that sometimes Weir and I will discuss it. Sometimes the whole band will discuss it. Sometimes somebody has a good idea for a sequence. Why don't we do this and this? Or sometimes somebody has a partial idea, like, why don't we do these two tunes? And so then somebody else will chime in, well, how about adding this and that, you know? And so it works all different ways. I mean, sometimes we work it out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's partly worked out, but it all. But no matter what the circumstance is, it always is. We always will take the option for whatever happens in the spur of the moment. In other words, even if we've planned it out, mm-hmm. if somebody has a better idea as it's happening, you know, we'll sort of countermand everything else and go with whatever the current idea is. That way, that sort of avoids confusion, you know. But it really has to do with trust.
Yeah.
As more than anything else is what it really boils down to, and that, and it's basically the thing of just trusting everybody else that whenever somebody does have an idea, that their idea will be one that everybody can dig.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that in itself really is one of the things that makes it harder, I think, for a lot of bands to do that.
Well, there's no band in the world that can do it the way you guys do.
Anybody could. I don't know. They don't. It's the thing, and I don't know exactly why they don't, or I mean, it's not. You know, it's not that there's anything that unusual. I myself have always been fond of that sort of thing, just because I've always been really intrigued by transitional works of any kind. You know, I just like that. I like the in-between spaces of going from one thing to another, and there's always the challenge of trying to make a transition from one thing into another musical.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they're just peculiar. I mean, sometimes the transition will be all strange. I mean, the key relationship will be real weird, and there'll be no rhythmic relationship. And so the challenge is to create some kind of intermediate music that represents mm-hmm. the coming together of the two halves, you know.
Yeah.
And that's part of what's just an interesting mechanism in music to me. So,
mm-hmm. I talked to.